Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, once again, it is so nice to be around so many gods and goddesses. Now, I do hope that you are starting to believe that about yourselves, that you have to realize that that's truly what you are, and that you are creative people, that you are creating your reality, and you're creating your reality with your consciousness. And what we know about consciousness is a wonderful thing. We can change it. We can change our consciousness anytime we wish. So things aren't going well with you in your life. It has to do with your consciousness. There's a wonderful old saying, if life is not worth living, it may be the liver. So you have to think about those things. So with that said, let's get right into this this evening. This is our third week of mastering the space. And we talked the first week about physical space. Last week we talked about mental space. And tonight we're going to talk about spiritual space. And once again, when I divided these into three areas, we cannot divide it. Space is space, and it's all spiritual space, by the way. We just talk about the physical and the mental and the spiritual to divide them up so that we can understand it better. But it's all one. And the space that we're talking about always is going to be spiritual space, because we know that God is all there is. So now we have another little saying besides the liver. We have a little saying that what you're looking for, you are looking with. So if you want to find your spiritual space, you already are living in your spiritual space. And the reason why you don't realize that, because you're looking outside of yourself constantly. So what you are looking for, you are looking with. So the idea of this whole thing is you must start to realize that you are gods and goddesses. And if you want to see God, you must become God. You must become God. The same way, if you want to bring somebody into your life with certain qualities, you must manifest those qualities in yourself. So think about that for a moment. If you want to see God, you must become God. And we know that that is absolutely possible. Now, the outside world and some of the brand-name churches are not going to admit that. But we often hear the expression, and you've heard the expression many times, you can do this and greater things. And you have to remember that you can do this and greater things. And that's why we want to build a spiritual space. We want to start to see heaven, this thing that we call heaven, right here, right in the now. Many people think that heaven is somewhere else. You know, nothing can be anywhere else. Nothing can be anywhere else. Everything is always exactly in this moment, exactly in this spiritual space that we're doing. So to master this spiritual space, we have to start to change our minds about ourselves. We have to see ourselves in a better light. And we have to give up all the old conditioning that we have been taught since children, and for generation after generation, this idea that God is somewhere else and that you have to approach God in a different manner. You do not. You want to create and master the spiritual space that you're living in. So you have to see that, and you have to make your space spiritual. Instead of saying, this is my physical space, it's your spiritual space. Your house becomes spiritual. It may be physical, it may have all that, but you must make it a spiritual place. And when you do that, this thing, this spirit that we call God will dwell in that place. Will dwell in that place. Many people think that God dwells someplace else. God dwells right here or right now. When you start to recognize that, and when you start to say, I am spiritual, I am creating a spiritual space for this thing called God to live in. So that we often use the expression, God in, as, and through me. Remember that? God can only come into this world through you. God can only come into this world through you. So you have to give up any of the ideas that you cannot do this, that you're a weak person, that you don't have the qualities and so forth. We all have exactly the same qualities, people. We were made from a thing that we call perfection. And when you're made from perfection, you must be perfect yourself. And we become perfect. We become perfect by giving up all the imperfections that our mind tells us we have. We have no imperfections except in our thinking. So you must change your thinking and hold yourself in the highest of esteem. See that and start to see the spirit everywhere, everywhere present in your life. Many people only are close to God or close to spirit if they're praying or if they're in church or some religious thing. That's a wonderful idea. But this mastering the space, mastering the spiritual space, means to be able to see God in everything. You know, the Buddhists, when they see bird doo-doo, they see God in the bird doo-doo. You see, and that's what we look at and say, oh, doo-doo. They look at it and say, oh, look, God. There's God. So we have to do that for ourselves. We have to see God everywhere and in everything and in every person. So many times, and it's difficult, we see somebody and we say, oh, well, no God in them. No God in them. But there is God. And there's space in everybody. And we must see that spiritual space in people. We must start to look at people and not think, oh, isn't that a beautiful physical body? Why can't we look at people and say, isn't that a wonderful spiritual being? Isn't that a wonderful spiritual being expressing this thing that we call God? You have to learn to express God. So what you are looking for, you are looking with. People are always trying to seek God. If you want to seek God and see God, look in the mirror, for goodness sakes. And you will see God there. A reflection of yourself is a reflection of God. So, that's how you build a spiritual space for yourself. And then, this whole idea of mastering this space, see all space as spiritual. So that you don't let your mind, which the mind always has to divide things up, it always has to look at the parts and so forth. That's why we say mental space and physical space and spiritual space. But it's all spiritual space. We cannot go through life saying there is nothing but God and then think, there's no spiritual space someplace. It's all spiritual space. Everything is God. And everything you are doing, by the way, is a godly thing to be doing. Is a godly thing to be doing. You have to know that. Our mind tells us, oh no, that was wrong. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. We have so many social mores and so forth going on that we think, oh, I'm not quite right here. You're always quite right. You must tell yourself that all the time. I'm always in my right place. I'm always doing the right thing. And I'm always saying the right thing. Why? Because I'm spirit itself. And spirit is speaking through me. Spirit is speaking through me all the time. All the time. Then settle that mind down that's saying that, that isn't true. And allow this thing called spirit or this thing called God to come through you. To come through you. Anyone can do it. Now, if you think you can't do it, I'll tell you that you can, because my mind says to me, oh, Dallas, you cannot do that. This is not, you can't. My mind said to me today, Dallas, you cannot tell people that they want to see God, they have to become God. Because that sounds so pretentious, doesn't it? That sounds so big and bold and so forth. You have to be big and bold, people. You have to be big and bold. And you have to allow the Spirit to speak through you. God has no voice. You are the voice of God. God has no hands. These are the hands of God. God enters this world through you. Through you. People are waiting for God to do something for them. You have to get up off your rear end and do it yourself. You have to do it. And you've heard, I don't care how different you were grew up, or what religion you grew up in, you always heard the saying, God helps those who help themselves. And as soon as you start to approach spirit or approach God, God will approach you. But most people do not approach God. They're afraid to approach God. Do not be afraid to approach God. It has been my experience that God is very friendly, very outgoing. There's no reason not to approach God. So if you want to build and master a spiritual space, you must become that spiritual space. You must allow yourself to become an instrument for this thing called God to come through you. That is the whole idea of surrendering. The whole idea of surrendering. You must surrender yourself to God. You see, I told you years ago, I was, I don't know what, it wasn't a meditation. And I was in the woods, in fact, and I was looking out over a valley, and hands came up and touched me. You know, this way. My face. And I knew, I didn't turn around. I knew exactly what it was. I knew exactly what it was. This was God. This was Spirit coming to me. And that Spirit said to me, Dallas, I'm going to take care of you from now on. Because after all, I'm better at it than you are. I'm better at it than you are. You have to get yourself out of the way. You see. It's always the Father within that's doing the work. And you have to remember that. I run into so many people who think they're doing something. They're not doing anything. It's the Spirit that's doing everything. So if you want to master that spiritual space, you have to move yourself out of the way. Paula's favorite person, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said, you must get your bloated nothingness out of the way. And we have a bloated nothingness. And we get more bloated because when we start to do things, it's very easy for the ego. You know, it's ego food. Everything is ego food. The ego just loves to eat up all that stuff. And it loves to eat up the idea that, oh, I've helped somebody. Oh, I've done this, that, and the other thing. Get big and puffed up over that. No, that is not the way you do it. And I'm not telling you to be humble either. I'm not telling you to be humble. I'm telling you to move yourself out of the way and try, see if this thing that we call God does not start to come through you. This thing called God is very eager to come through everybody. But God is also very polite. And God does not force itself on anybody. You must do that. And remember the three things that we were learning this month, or you've learned them all your life, are: ask and it will be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will open. And you must use that in all of these things. You must knock, you must seek, and you must ask. Ask God to come to you. Ask God to show you, or Spirit. This is how you master spiritual space, by asking for it. By asking for it. It is everywhere present. It is everywhere. We do not see it because we have blinders on. We have came into this world and immediately put blinders on ourselves so that we are convinced by what the world is saying and doing. Do not be convinced about this world. So if you want to master spiritual space and you want to master this thing called God, you must bring God into your life, into your space, and make it a spiritual space for yourself. And don't be afraid to tell people. Now, you don't have to thump around and carry on and so forth and shock people. You know, I'm not asking you to gang save somebody. But do stand up for yourself and say, listen, I don't believe that. I don't think that way. Here's the way. If you don't do that, you're never going to do it. You know, I have, and you all have them, I've given them to you, the affirmations for prosperity.
You gave us a lot.
Well, but I gave you one on both sides in the top part, the Florence Shin. Well, I gave those to my sister-in-law when she was here a couple years ago. So the other day she was on the telephone complaining about work and money, and she says, you know how it is, and this, that, and the other thing, and blah, 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 blah. And she went, and I said, wait a minute, Patsy, don't you remember that money is always freely circulating in your life and you always have a divine surplus? She said, didn't you give me something like that? I said, yes, I did. She said, oh, no, that's it. Oh, she said, that's right, I have it in my Bible. It's not doing a damn bit of good in the Bible. You know, she might know where she put it. She never opens that. She may open the Bible. She's not opening that stuff. So is she creating or learning to master a spiritual space? I don't think so. So anyway, I just say those small things to her. Not going to any more of that. I don't want to get her upset and think that she, you know, doing something wrong. But you have to do these things. I do affirmations every day. I never forget to do that. I do my reading every morning. I start my day in a spiritual space so that I can master that space. You cannot do it. Many people think that they are very spiritual and they're very religious because they go to church on Sunday. When they leave that service, they're gone. Mm-hmm. They're completely forgot. They're gone. I told you, when I was in the Baptist church, I went to the Baptist church because my friend Doug the Baptist was teaching there. And one day we came out of church, and he said to me, Dallas, do you think when I should take a sledgehammer to that truck of mine and really beat it up so I can get more money from the insurance company? I said, Doug, you just came out of church. He said to me, that doesn't matter, Dallas. That's church. This is business. That's church. And that's why people do. They put the different departments in their life. You can put the different departments in your life. You see, we can talk about the physical space and the mental space, but it's all spiritual. Everything is spiritual. You have to take this into the world. You have to take it into the world. You know, he's still going to the Baptist church, I believe, and he's still doing crazy things like that. He taught in the Baptist church for 30 years. He taught Sunday school to adults. Now, you cannot teach and do that type of thing. You just can't do it, you see. If you want to talk, you have to be able to do the walk. You have to be able to do the walk. You can't tell people what to do if you're not doing it yourself. But you cannot say, separate this thing. God is here. Spirit's there. This is there. God and it's all one and it's all spirit. It's all spirit. Do you remember what I used to tell you? Many people think that God is in them, like a raisin in a cookie. You're in God, like a wave in the ocean. There is no separating that. You make the ocean. You make the ocean. I think it was last week I told you that God would be incomplete without each and every one of us. You see? Without each and every one of us. Then the other little thing about this whole thing is, people think that God needs them. God doesn't need us. We need God. God doesn't need us. God will completely keep right on going regardless. We're the ones that need it. We need to change that in our thinking so that we realize how wonderful we are, how magnificent we are, that we have this innate power, this intrinsic power within us, and all these wonderful qualities to draw on and to draw out from us. And we can do that. We just have to give ourselves permission. Permission to master our life, which is space itself. To master our life, which is spiritual. You see, we have to start thinking of ourselves as spiritual beings. Now, we often hear, especially in the metaphysical world, you hear, about being spiritual and that you're having, you're a spirit having a human experience, you see. But that's not true. You're pure spirit all the time. You have to be pure spirit all the time. You cannot get that's a little catch in the whole teaching. Well, I'm just human, you know, see. I'm having this human experience. You're having a spiritual experience. Give up the idea that you're having a human experience of any type. You're absolute spirits. Absolute spirits. If you keep telling yourself I'm a human having a spiritual experience, where is that going to get you? And would you not think that that was separation? Would you not think that that was separation? Well, we hear that all the time, don't we? And that's to get you off the hook. That's to get you off the hook. Well, I'm just human after all. How many times do you hear people say, I'm just human? I can hit them in the head. I can hit them in the head. They're spiritual. You're a spiritual being. And think of that. If you keep telling yourself that you're a spiritual being, what's going to happen? You're going to start to see it. You're going to start to believe it. Everything is consciousness, people. Nothing happens outside of your consciousness. And as I said earlier, the nice thing about consciousness is you can change it. And you can change it any time you want to. So why don't you give yourself that gift? And we're coming into this wonderful season of gift giving. Why don't you give yourself the gift of spirit this year and realize and keep it throughout the year and say, I am growing spiritually. The spirit within me is taking over. It is filling me to the brim. There is no longer this idea of being human. It has gone from my consciousness. Now, if you change your consciousness, what do you think is going to happen, what you see? Since you see with your mind or your consciousness, not with your eyes, you're going to start to see spirit. You're going to start to see that within people. You are going to start to glow. You have to start to glow. You see? You glow with spirit. You become alive with spirit. You master that space within you. That space is inside of you. It is here. And you can master that, and you can make it grow and grow and grow till you absolutely believe it. And then when somebody comes up and says something dumb like, I'm only a human, you can say, oh, please, give me a break here. You see? Now, what else can you do if you think you're spirit? You can become spiritual, but then once you're spiritual, you have to leave all the human things behind. What are they? Poverty, sickness, all the stuff that you think humans have to put up with. You do not have to put up with those things. You do not have to put up with those things. You just think you have to put up with those things because no one ever told you differently. No one ever told you that there's no illness in spirit. There's no poverty in spirit whatsoever. Spirit is totally abundant. So when you master that space, you become abundant. You become healthy. You see? You become the things that you want. You see? So what you are looking for, you are looking with, and you must become the thing itself. You know that. Metaphysics brings it so far, doesn't it? It tells you if you want to manifest a loving relationship, you must become loving. You must become loving. Anything that you want to bring into your life, you must become it. You must become it. It's not outside of you somewhere. It's recognizing who you are. And we don't recognize who we are. We don't recognize it. We get close to it sometimes. But I'm asking you now to absolutely recognize your true self. We hear that all the time. If you read a lot, you'll hear the true self, the authentic self, this self, that self. Could drive you nuts. But how about spirit? Why don't you start to tell yourself that you are absolutely spirit? There is nothing else that you can be. There is nothing else that you can be. This is how you master the spiritual space. You have to become that spiritual space. And you have to start seeing it and believing it for yourself all around you. And this can be done. And it can be done in your lifetime. You see, it can be done in your lifetime. Do you want to come back and try again? I don't know if we come back or not. I'd rather master all this stuff this go round. You know, I'm not waiting. Many people are waiting. Well, I'll learn that next go round. I think that's a cop out too. You better learn it now. You better be bold and learn this stuff now. And who cares what other people are thinking out there? If we get enough people thinking this way, everything will change, by the way. It's a collective consciousness, people. We call it race mind, collective consciousness, you know. And we most of the time are living in race mind. We're living in race mind because it's easy, it's convenient, and we just keep repeating it. Stop repeating those things. It may take a little effort, but it can be done. It can be done. There isn't one habit that you have that you cannot change. Many people say, oh, it's so hard. Well, it may be hard, it may be a little difficult, but it can be done. Anything you want to become, you can become. So we want to become spiritual to the point where we realize that, where we start to glow with that spirit that is already within us. That spirit wants to come out. When you have fun, when you feel joy, when you feel all those wonderful things, don't you see something coming up through you? That spirit itself. So master that spiritual space. Master it for yourself. Don't go through any more of this, whatever they call it, human experience, you know. You're on a wonderful journey here. A wonderful journey. Use it to your benefit. Do something nice with it. And do something nice for yourself. Do something nice for yourself. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Nothing wrong with that. Mastering any of these things is absolutely possible. Absolutely possible. And as I said before, God is very eager to help you. But you must move yourself out of the way so that this thing called spirit can come through you. Can come through you. And that's what it's all about. We got sidetracked somewhere along the line. And we started to think that we, as humans, were more powerful than this thing called God itself. And we have to come back to basics. We have to realize that it's always the Father within that is doing the work. And that there is no problem that God cannot solve. God has a solution to everything. God always has the solution to everything. We just think that we can't do it. And yet, we do many marvelous things. Learn how fabulous you are. Don't allow your mind to say something can't be done or that you can't do something. You can do anything if you allow this thing called God to work in as and through you. Ask for help. That's what it's all about. I don't know what I'm doing, I often say, but I know you do, God, so you do it for me. You do it for me. I gave up after that experience and said, okay, I will turn myself over to this thing called spirit. Because I absolutely believed, and I absolutely believe today, that God can do it better than I can. And that God knows how to run my life better than I know how to run it. And that's what you want to do. That is getting that ego out of the way. The ego thinks that it knows so much and it will not allow you, you see. Doesn't want to give up. It's afraid it will die. Well, the ego will never die, by the way. It will never die. It will calm down. It will get minuscule. It will not die. But you have to master the spiritual space all around you and within you. And when you do that, you will see all the difference in your life and what this spirit can bring to you. There is no sense to have this thing called God and to suffer in any way, shape, or form. There is no reasoning to allow yourself to suffer. You know, suffering is always an option. Why would you want to pick that option? Many people think that God wants us to suffer here and to learn something. I don't know how suffering can teach you anything. I'm not that built that way. I'd rather take the easy way, the nice way, the spiritual way. Become enlightened with spirit. God can't be hard. Spirit can't be hard. Life cannot be hard. It has to be easy. And it is easy when you learn to master your spirituality. When you learn to master that space. That space of spirituality. And here again, that space is everywhere. All throughout the universe. So if you learn here to do it, think what else you can do with it. Think what else you can master. Why don't we master those things? Because our little mind tells us, oh no, you can't do that. Or, I know in my case, the little gremlin inside said, who the hell do you think you are? You know. And that's a little voice left over from my parents. That was something they always would say. You know, who the hell do you think you are? I wanted to tell them, but I didn't. You know. You can do this, people. You can master this. You can master your spiritual space. You can master space itself. There isn't anything that you cannot do by putting your mind to it and by changing your consciousness. That's all it requires. Surrendering, or if you want to use the word giving up. I give up. You know. Once you realize that you have no power whatsoever, things start to change and you start to become very powerful. You start to become very powerful once you realize you have no power whatsoever. See? And that's how this thing called God operates. We don't know what that is exactly, this thing called God. But it operates that way. It operates in as and through us. And that's what we want to realize. That we have to become the thing itself. We have to become. If you want to see God, you must become God. You must become God. And we are not taught that. And this idea that what you are looking for, you are looking with, has been around and is causing a great deal of havoc on most people because they become very desperate. They're like, where is it? Where is it? Oh, where is it? Where is it? You see, you can't find it that way. How many people have you heard they're looking for God? Have you heard that? I'm looking for God. You can't look for God. God's already here. That's that spiritual space. And that's mastering that space. When you realize that God is all around you, that God is everywhere and capable of answering and doing anything you want it to do. Anything you want it to do. See how that works? But we think, oh, we have to be able to do all this stuff ourselves. You don't. Once you realize that you do not have to do everything, your life becomes wonderful. Your life becomes wonderful. Now, wouldn't that be nice to know? I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. It was Jesus, remember, who said, worry, only add one cubit to you. A cubit was a measurement, like an inch or something. I don't know exactly. But it was a measurement. And it doesn't add worry. And all the stuff that we go through with, because we think we're human, we don't have to do. But we do that and we repeat that constantly because we see other people doing it. And we grew up with people that were always doing it. So we think, oh, this is the way it is. It's not that way. It is not that way. You can change anything in your life by changing the way you are thinking. Thinking about what? Thinking about yourself. Thinking about this thing called God. Stop thinking that God is somewhere in this thing called heaven with golden streets and whatever else is supposed to be with God and God on a throne and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely asinine and ridiculous to be thinking that way. Why did they do that? Why do we have all those concepts? Because remember when religion was born, if we can use that term, there were kings and queens on thrones. So, if you have God, you have to have a throne for God. You have to have all this stuff. You have to crown these people and do all this kind of stuff with them, you know? You know, God doesn't wear a crown. And I don't think Mary's sitting up there doing anything either, you see. We'll see, maybe. Maybe we won't. I don't know. But I'm telling you, you have to see God differently. If you want to master this thing, this space, this spiritual space, you have to see God differently. You cannot see God on a throne with a crown and this and the other thing, running a kingdom. The only kingdom that there is the kingdom that you have made for yourself. You are king in your own kingdom, and you must see what your kingdom is up to all the time. What do I mean by that? When your mind is carrying on and telling you all this stuff, that means that there's troubling times in the kingdom, your kingdom. So you have to look out and say, ha ha ha, we're not allowing this. No uprisings are going on here. You see? You have to be the king of your own kingdom, or the queen of your own kingdom. The mind always wants to throw things up at you. Always wants to throw things up at you. Do not allow it to do that. Do not allow it to do that. And you are, all of you, by now, should be advanced far enough in this teaching to realize when your mind is horsing around with you, and you should be able to stop it from doing that. You know. If you can't, call me. I'll show you how to stop it in a hurry. Mind chatter. Yes, it's all the mind chatter. You cannot do it. You have to stop that. So think of that as your kingdom. And how are you controlling your kingdom? How would you like your kingdom to be? Would you like your kingdom to always be at war? Or would you like your kingdom to be peaceful? You are the one that's choosing that. You are the one that's choosing that. And stop thinking of life as hard and difficult and all those things. Why do we do that? Because we think we're human and life has to be hard and we have to do something and struggle and do this so that we can prove how strong we are. Well, I don't care about that. I don't care if I'm the weakest person in the world. I do not want to go through that. That's exhausting. That type of thing is exhausting. You have to allow life or spirit to come to you. And spirit and life comes to you when you start having peace in your thinking. When you start to have peace in your thinking, life starts to come to you. And this is what we want. We want peace of mind. We all want peace of mind. And by the way, when you've reached peace of mind, you have mastered spiritual space. You have mastered spiritual space. There is no confusion in the mind of God. There is no warring of any type going on in the mind of God. God's mind is not pulling this way and that way. God is always reclined in sweet repose. Always reclined in sweet repose. Doesn't matter what's going on down here with us. God remains calm, cool, collected, poised, and serene in all situations. And you must learn, and you can say that to yourself, I remain calm, cool, collected, poised, and serene in all situations. And your mind has to listen to you. And it has to bring those qualities to you. They're always right here, you see. Now, if you have difficulty doing that, think of that calm, cool, collected, poised, and serene. Think of those things on the other side of the door. Now you're going to knock on that door, open that door, and allow them to come into you. And allow those things to come to you, you see. We think that those things belong to other people, like the Dalai Lama, people like that. They can belong to you also. No one has a monopoly on anything. No one has a monopoly. Did anyone see the latest thing on the new Pope? His name, I think it's Pope Francis, isn't it? I don't know. He was out kissing people with boils and, you know, which was a wonderful thing. He's gotten rid of the Pope mobile, the bubble. He's out in public and he stops and he kisses.
And the apartment.
Oh, yeah. So.
His own apartment.
Yeah. So that is something to see and to do and to know, you see. We have to do it. We have all the qualities. You have the exact same qualities as this Pope or as the Dalai Lama. But they just practice it all the time. They just practice it all the time. Do you remember one of Ernest Holmes' famous little sayings? You must practice the presence of God. You must practice the presence of God. And that's what you're doing. You're practicing the presence of God. You're practicing becoming God. You're practicing mastering spiritual space. And you can do it. You can do it. We can all do it. And we do it by starting to believe that that is true. That it can be done. And if everyone starts to think that way, the whole world will start to think that way. And that's how we'll save this wonderful planet and this wonderful world that we're in. You see? Once we see it, once we become spiritual, once we realize that we are spiritual beings, and we tell other people that, and we hold ourselves and every living thing in the highest of esteem, things will start to change. And one of the things that will change is we'll become closer to nature one more time. We started out very close to nature. Then man decided that nature was something to be conquered. You cannot conquer nature. Nature must be replaced. It must be restored to its original state. It must be restored to its original state. There's a lot of power in nature. There's a lot of peace in nature. And we can recapture that. And we can redo it. But we got off track. Why did we get off track? Or what? Does anyone know when we got off track? Well, we got off track when Newton popped his head up. Because they had to separate everything. You see, everything was spiritual before they started to say, oh no, we can figure this out, and we can have this, and we can have that. The church for years hated scientists. And the split came when they finally came to an agreement, because they were burning up too many people. They had to come to an agreement, and they said, okay, the scientists will be responsible for the external world, and the church will be responsible for the internal world. But I'm here to tell you, there is no such thing as external and internal. It's all one. And this is where we got off track. This is when separation came in. And we said we're separate from nature. We are not separate from nature. Has anyone ever walked through a forest and discovered how wonderful that is, and that feeling, and what's going on, and the energy, and all those trees and so forth? You can't separate from that. We're part of that. We're part of those things. So we want to bring all that back. And you bring all that back by mastering spiritual space one more time. And allowing nature to be nature. And not being afraid and not thinking that we can conquer nature. You can't conquer anything. If you want to conquer, think you're conquering anything, you must become one with it. You must become one with it. You see, if we didn't have that separation, we would still revere nature. Remember, the Native Americans always revered nature. They always revered nature. But we started to think, oh, well, we can do this, that, and the other thing. Now, before I close, I'll tell you one other thing, because this is always down on these people, so to speak. And that's the Corps of Engineers, you know. The Corps of Engineers is what, you know, killed the LA River. You know, it's all concrete. They decided, now they want to put it back, because they discovered it doesn't work. Do you know what else the Corps of Engineers did and thought they were so smart? They thought they would straighten out the Mississippi River.
Straighten.
And they did. They had to put it all back, you know, because of the floods. the Mississippi River meanders. Most rivers meander. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
They don't run a straight line. They go like that. When they do, that contains floods. If you have a straight line, Christ, that just goes down the... So anyway, they had to put the Mississippi River back. It seems to me a 12-year-old kid could have figured that out, but anyway. You cannot be separated from anything, people. I'm here to tell you that you're one with everything. I'm here to tell you that you are physical, that you are spiritual, that you are mental, and it's all one. And you must see yourself as one and stop dividing yourself. Stop saying to yourself, I have a mind and I have a body. You don't have a mind and a body. You have one thing. We just separate this stuff so we can talk about it. Do not do that to yourself. Your body and mind are one organ working in unison together all the time. All the time. So if you want to master spiritual space, ask. Ask. You're saying. Every day, say, I'm mastering spiritual space. I want to master spiritual space. How can I master spiritual space? And you will receive the answers to that, because this thing called God withholds nothing. Withholds nothing. God wants you to have everything. Why? Because you are the beloved in whom it is well pleased, and it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.